Sunday, Chof Gimel Iyah, 17th of May, Rabbi Binyamin Shlomi Hamburger, Nusach HaSfira.
What is common to Tu Bishvat, Asorah B'Teves, Shiva Sor B'Tamuz, and Lag Ba'Omer? You don't say Tachnon all these days. And on Sabbath Tavis, we do. I don't know what happens in this shul, but in most shuls that I have been to, whether the Hasidic or Sfarish or Yemenite, or even if the Ashkenaz, they do say Tachanun on Sabbath Tavis. So this, not necessarily is common.
Number.
The number. The number of the date. The number of the date for all these, including in Tisha B'Av, is Be'Av. Be or B Shvat, not Le. Yeah? Lag Be or Lag Bo Omer, not Lag Le Omer. So I received an email some time ago from a gentleman in Antwerp asking me, why do the Ashkenaz Sidurim have Lag, not Lag, Lag Bo Omer, everyone speaks like that. They have, they say, Hayom Yom, Rishon, Echot, Laomer, Hayom Shady Laomer, etc. Why? Laomer, it has to be Baomer, as we see from the expression Lag Baomer, which everybody uses. I've got here two identical siddurim, found them here in this Beis Medrash, absolutely identical, externally at least. And they're so different. One is called Sefarad, the other one is called Ashkenaz. And I open the Ashkenaz Siddur, coincidentally, and I find Hayom Yom Echot Bo Omer. I open the Sefarad Siddur, and I find Hayom Yom Echot Lo Omer. So this seems to be the big difference between the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Goyen, the difference between the old Ashkenaz and the Sfardim. But it isn't. It's nothing to do with those old Mesoras at all. So here this gentleman comes up with a point, there's something wrong with those people that say La Omer, which according to what I just presented, it's the Hasidim have are in trouble because they say La Omer instead of Ba Omer. They themselves called it like Ba Omer. This is a contradiction. And why, he accused me, why do you Yekes also say La Omer like the Hasidim?
I mean you Yekes.
You,
me and you.
We Yekes. Yeah. Including Yitzchak, as I found out 5 minutes ago. So let's investigate and see if this expression, which is so dear to us, Lag Ba'Omer, which rose to such powers in recent generation, that is being celebrated, 800,000 people went to be on for Lag Ba'Omer, and people all over, even in London, started already making big bonfires, spreading, fire spreading all over the world, Lag Ba'Omer. So let us see if this is an ancient expression, and if it is a common or accepted all over the Jewish world in the past. So I opened a few Sforim of the olden times from various countries, literally from all over the world. I make a little collection of the UN in here. And I see, I open Sefer Ha'ora de Bei Rashi. Okay, this is a sefer written in the Beis Medrash of Rashi. Talmidei Rashi wrote it. A French sefer from some 900 years ago. So he, that sefer, says, Kadhavu Shiva Yome, when it comes to the seventh day, Omer Hayom Shiva Yomim Lo Omer. He's not Hasidish. And he's not Litvish. What? What? It's French. And he says, La Omer. So we go to the south of France, which is called Provence, which is a different Mesorah. It's closer to the Spanish Mesorah. What do they have? Sefer HaManik. Not 900 years ago, only 800 years ago. But still, oh. Minhag betzofas, he witnesses on Tzofas as well, uprovit provinza, and provos, lichnos milag laomer. To make you make chasnes from lag baomer vaelach, vezehu lag laomer. He calls it lag laomer. He doesn't know Hebrew. He doesn't know that we call it lag baomer. No, he doesn't. He calls it lag laomer. Let's move on. You went in the south, let's go over to Italy. Shibola Leket. That's even younger, that's only 750 years ago. But still, resembles the Masorah. Birkas HaOmer Zohi. This is the Nusach of Birkas HaOmer. Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokein Melech Olam HaShekin HaShom Yisusov V'tzivon HaTzivi Yosem HaYom LaOmer Yom Echot. LaOmer. Get in trouble. וכן שני יומים עד שיבה ועומר היום לא אומר שיבס יומים שהם שבוע איכות וכן לארבעו עשו היום יום היום לא אומר ארבעו עשו יום שהם שני שבוע In case we are dyslexic or we got other problems he repeated again again we say לא אומר Okay, let's go further around that southern Europe And we go to Spain. We have a very, very powerful representative. Harashpo in the Tshuva. What does he say? Leima hayom asor hayomim lo omer. And again, in a different Tshuva. Shalto bevirka sfiras omer. How do you want to say? Hayom kach bekach lo omer. And even in Northern Africa, the Rivosh, We all know, he says, the Chag HaShavuos, Yodua Leyom Chamishim Lo Omer. And I can go on and on counting all kinds of other Rishonim who gave it clear over that they said Lo Omer. So, the Hasidim are not necessarily wrong, nor are the Yekes. I'm not saying the Litvakis are wrong, the Chas V'Shalom, but Susi. The Be'omer we find in the Minhogim of Rabbi Isaac Tirnow. It was written some 650 years ago. He says, Mevorchim Be'umot, Asher Kiddushonu, Be'mitzvosu, Be'tzivonu, Asefiras HaOmer. That was the Austrian say, the Hungarian Austrian. Mevorchim Be'umot, Asher Kiddushonu, Be'tzivosu, Be'tzivonu, Asefiras HaOmer, Hayom, Yom Echot, Be'omer. With the base. But he himself, this Mechaber, sometimes calls the Chayia Lag Bo Omer. In the modern context, the modern way we do it. So he sometimes has it with a base, sometimes has it with a Lamet. He has. He has in Hagoy Memches. He says, Chavdalet la'omer hoyomilo. He tells you a story. There was a bris mila in his shul, in Neustadt. I don't know wherever he was. Yeah? in Tirnau. He says, Chavdalet la'omer hoyomilo. He doesn't call it Chavdalet ba'omer. So he is slightly non-consistent. Because probably in his time, they were not so makpid if saying la'omer or ba'omer. But we said, We saw already that not only the Sfiro is counted by most Rishonim as with a Lamet, also the day of Lag BaOmer is yet being called by the vast majority Lag LaOmer. But I want to tell you that there is something very interesting about this. Hardly any of these Rishonim, or none of them, almost none of them, said, let me take a siddur. Hayom, that's just an example, Hayom Shelosha Oso Yom, Shem Shavua Echot, B'shisha yomim la'omer. That's how we say it? Yeah. Or ba'omer? Yeah. How does Sfarim say it? Ha yom shlosha osto yom, ha yom shlosha asar yom, shem shavua echad la'omer, b'shisha yomim. But they all drop in the word la'omer. Ba'omer, la'omer, we drop it in. Into the counting, not just the brocha. Brocha, obviously we say, we mentioned the Omer already in the Brocha. But we repeat and we mention the word Omer again in the counting. Although, logically, it's not necessary. Because I'm saying now, I'm going to count now Omer, and I'm counting 15, 16. I don't have to re-explain. After having said that, we understand why in the very strong representatives of the Rishonim we don't find the word Omer at all. Let's have a look at Rav Yo, one of the giants of Ashkenaz 800 years ago. Hochi mevorech al sefiras Omer, shehayom shuvu echod yom echod. Fini. Those are what? At the same time, Hochi mevorech al sefiras Omer, shem shavua echod v'yom echod. No, no, no. The tool. Everybody has a tool, at least in the Smedrash. V'yom shemona yomar, hayom shemona yomim, shem shavua echod v'yom echod. Silence. There's no Omer. Ma'aril, avi minog Ashkenaz, mevorech imoim bekol rom. ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם אשר קדישנו ותעשה וציוונו על ספיר הזה אומר שהיום יום אחד. That's it. והוא לא חומונה כן. It says every day you do the same thing. כל מנחה עד סוף השבוע. כל מנחה, not מנחה. It means because it's done מנחה more early. Together, that's called מנחה by them. Every day you say היום יום אחד, השני, whatever it is. והוא לא אומר. Gone. Leket Yosher, the Truma Sedeshan's Talmud writes out his Minhagim. An Austrian Sefer, Omer Sefiras Omer, Hayom Shiva Yomim Shem Shavua Echot. Italian Sefer, Ha'ogur, Sefer Ogur, Ashkenazi Italian. It's the same thing, Bevorach Tchila Sefiras Omer, Hayom Yom Echot, Hayom Yom Echot, Ad Shemagel Shiva Yomim, Ad Yomar, Hayom Shiva Yomim Shem Shavua Echot. And again, Yom Shmoni Yomar, Hayom Shmoni Yomim Shem Shavua Echot, Yom Echad. There's no controversy between Sfardim and Ashkenazim here. There's no La'omer at all. Not Ba'omer, not La'omer. Nishkenittak, Nishkenchosit, Gornish with Gornish, Nishkenspray, Nishkenfra. There's nothing there. There's nothing to argue about. There's no Omer. So where did this word come into our, in our way? I imagine if some of us nowadays would forget to say the word La'omer, would run through the roof, they had to repeat this year, he didn't say it properly. But no, none of it existed. So how did it come to us? Where? Who's responsible for such a word? And Spitz Klal Yisrael, as far as they say it this way, they drop it, put it in the middle of the sphere, the Ashkenazim at the end, and then they start arguing with Lo Omer, Ba Omer. Who's responsible for all this? One great gentleman, which you mentioned before, is called Rabbi Shlomo ben Adrat, the Rashbo. He is the father of it. What does he say? He has the following tshuva. Short tshuva, tshuva Sarashbo, Simon Tofron Zayin, and he says, Shualto, the Birkas Sefira Sa'omer. You asked me, but the Boha Shira Sa'omer, if one has to say Hayom Kach Vekach La'omer, or Hayom Kach Vekach without the word La'omer. Some Spanish Jew returned to the Sarashbo and asked him, should we add La'omer or not? Tshuva, Hakal Echad. Doesn't make any difference. It's all right. Whatever you do is all right. Aval yoser ro'i lomar kach v'kach la'omer kede levayl yoser. To make it even more clear. Clarity. That is the point of Rashba. The sphere is there. The count is there. clarity is there only if you add Loma. Rashbo. And this Rashbo seems to have creeped in. We find Rabbi Yeruchem, who lived outside Spain, as a Provence, a generation later, he brings, it's not quite clear if he attributes it to the Eshkol or he says his own words, but he says, V'tzorich le'adkuri omer b'minyan, and you have to tzorich. It's not like the Rashbo who says, whatever you do is alright, but it's clearer to say lo. He says, tzorich, one has to. Bring up the great. V'tzorich le'adkuri omer b'minyan. And then on the seventh day, he says, Hayom Zayin Yomim Lomer, Shem Shavua Echot. That's his father's Shinosach, which we mentioned before. Hayom Zayin Yomim Lomer, Shem Shavua Echot. What's Svore? He says, Im lo naskir la Omer, lo nire shenisporim e Omer, kemo shenire shemaskirin oso. He says, it doesn't seem so much as if you have counted the Omer, it's not on the same level as if you have mentioned the word Omer. Again, it comes to the same Svore of Rashbo, but it makes it a bit stronger. It doesn't look at all. You did it, but you don't feel it. It doesn't seem to be the right thing. What is the final halacha in this? Let's have a look at the Shibura. Just have a glance. The Shibura says, Barok poskim hanusach la Omer. מיהו עיקר הדבר הזה אינו, אלא כתחילה. כדי לבאר שמונם יום שקריאו יסעו בבהלו. ואם לא אומר אלא היום, כך וכך, מה מיות שם שבור, if I eat נבח, but forgotten, he forgot. זה קודש כשם, בסדר, דרש פה, ודרס רבין ירוחם, and others, but the עיקר הדין, this is kosher without it as well. I want to come back to the subject, what is more correct? If we already count on the style of the Rashbo, we want to have clarity. What makes it clear? La Omer or Ba Omer? That's a big discussion. A Weltmachlokes. As we saw, most of the Rishonim have it La Omer. But we can find others who say Ba Omer. Where does this argument come into our life, and why does it have nothing to do with Hasidim and Misnagdim or others? There is a Taz. He's perhaps the very first one to make a big issue if it's Bo Omer or Lo Omer. The Taz says, referring to the wording in the printed Shulchan Aruch which he had in front of him, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Yom Echot Ba'omer, and it's put in brackets Ba'omer. It's not clear what the real Nusach is, but he saw in front of his, in his Shulchan Aruch, he saw Ba'omer with a base, and he's very happy about it. He says, yes, came in Ogeinu to say Ba'omer. His minig of the Taz in Lublin was to say Ba'omer. Ah, but here's a problem. He found the Ran in Sof Psochim, and it's the Bais Yosef quotes him, that says La'omer. So what do we do? Shulchan Aruch says Ba'omer, the Ran says La'omer. So he is to be Machria, he's a Poisek. What does he do? So he comes, says, Nira Yosef Nochon Minogenu. Our minig is better. Why? Why is our minig better? Now it's a bit of a linguistic issue. Dro b'yom echod shomoninon b'tchilas leil yutvov. The first day, the first count. So what do we express by saying Hayom Yom Echod Bo Olo Omer? We are referring to the count of the days for the Omer which they bring on the next morning, the first night. The Omer hasn't been brought yet. It's only next morning that they bring the Omer. So when we say Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, we're referring to the Korban of next morning. So we are counting to the days, he says, not to the actual Omer. We count to the days. This is the first day of the Omer, Korban, and the counting of it. Yom Acherim is also much better because you always count to the days. But if you say La Omer, it does not refer to the days. It refers to the Korban. So he claims. Ba Omer is in the day. I'll try to sharpen his point. We say Shir Shel Yom every day. How do we say it? In all the Mischas. Hayom, Yom, Sheni, Beshabos. Yeah? So this is a count of a day. If we open a ksuba or a get, Rahman al-Islam, what do we find there? We all stand and when we come to a chuppah, we come and listen to the kriyas ksuba. So what is how it starts? Berevi b'Shabbos. Berevi b'Shabbos. Again, if you count the days, then he counts with a base. But here we have a little nug. When you continue, Berevi Shabbos, Chamisho Lechodesh Adar Le. So it's not consistent. So the Bach has an explanation why the first Be Revi'i B'Shabbos is the base, and the Lamed of the Chodesh is Le. Dafka the Chodesh is Le. I'm not going to confuse you because it is really quite complicated. I want to go back to the Taz. But the Taz is in the opinion that Be is counting the days. Be, like we say, the 12th May is the TH, is in the day of the month. But to him, the Be is in the day of the month, or the day of the week, or the day of the whatever, or days which are counted in this context. But he says, if you say Le, to his opinion, Le is referring to the Korban. So Mele, that says all the other days, second day till Shavuos, and you count from the action of Korban. He said, that's what we are right. But the first day, you haven't brought the Korban yet, so how can he say, I'm counting from the Korban? Le. Le Omer to him is counting to the Korban. So therefore,
you began it with the Katsiro took
him. Yeah, but it didn't happen yet. The Korban wasn't brought yet. We are counting the Korban. So why do so many people not obey the Taz? There's no explanation to the other days. It's a Chok Yankov on the spot. He argues. He says, it's not the way you think it is. And he says, oh, here it is. Inyan Nusach Ba'Omer, which the Rav means the Beis Yosef, the Nusach of Beis Yosef they had, and the Taz had, and the Taz goes on how important it is to say Dafke Ba'Omer and not La'Omer, but he says, I have a problem with you, Taz. Rav Nuschos Yishenim, or most the old Nuschos, in fact, the ancient ones, all of them. Yeah, the Shenim, that's how you used to spell them, with the U, the Shenim. It says it's weak, of course we know about Pidigris, they say Shonim, but if you say there's always a youth there, often a youth there, yeah. I'll show you.
Seeing is believing. You're shading.
Right. See, these are the Benedictus. That's what they were. You say all expressions like Ikel, they write with the verb Iku, and all kinds of expressions like that. But this is not the issue now. Because we don't have to count the Yishenim, so there's never a problem with that. We have to count the Yishenim and have another Shia on that. The Scholes Yishenim, which means that out of Ashlov and Yishonim, right? Kosvu, Sheyesh Loma Laomer. Vechenu Bekol, we start counting Yishonim. Kolbo, I didn't count them all to you before because I said I had enough for what I did count them. The Kolbo, which is provincial. Tanya, Italian, Shivoleket, we did mention, Okeh, his Ashkenaz, Chuvaserashva, which we of course heard, Mr. Yosef Varad, he has a court count of Rishonim that all say, La Omer. They didn't know what a Tasna knew. With all respect, Rishonim, they also knew that something about Dikduk. So he says, he can't be. So we have Daf Tabrech and Kof to understand what was their Mahalach. They also had knew something. So he comes up with a following point. He says, La Omer is the Mashmois to the day. Not as you said to the Korban, it's counting the days. Le the Omer. As I said, in Nusach HaSubah, we also have that Le is counting to the month. Kach vekach yomim la Omer. Masha'enken, he goes all the way back. He not only he apologizes and defends the La'omer, he attacks. He says, no, if you say Ba'omer, it's wrong. Because then it must be Akshav. Ba'omer, I'm right there, by the Korban, standing there, Ba'omer, and I'm counting, now it's over. He said that would be good if you count at the time, in the morning of the first day. What happens all the other days? It's really gone. You say Ba'omer, the Ba'omer's not here anymore. And then he brings also that the Shloah says Lo Omer, but he misses here that the Arizal says Lo Omer. Arizal has tremendous impact on people in later generations, especially in the Hasidic world. If the Arizal says Lo Omer, so all the Hasidim zog Lo Omer, as the Rebbe shlof na al Hasidim, as the Arizal zog Lo Omer, zog al Hasidim Lo Omer. Nemeile, one Arizal can do more in Klal Yisrael than all the Rishonim together. Very interesting. Anyway, we still have 2 minutes, so I want to come to another little issue. We found some Rishonim say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Lomach Shekedushon Vitzosov Tzivonu Al Tzifilos Omer Shehayom so and so. So we found in the Rav Yo, so we found in Maharil, but not all of them. Most of Rishonim don't have it. But even though we go with other Rishonim, we still have to understand what does it mean, Shehayom. And here again, the Taz jumps and says, ah, that's wrong. And we definitely, according to our logic, we would go with the Taz. How does the Taz say, Eilom Shehayom, Eilayom? It doesn't make sense to explain why. I'm saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Lomach, I want to be kind of mitzvah sphere of Omer, because Hayom is so and so in Omer. Is this the mitzvah? It's an explanation to the mitzvah. You have to say, Hayom, like we do. Hayom is so and so, then we're kind of the mitzvah. Not because today is not day. So where is the mitzvah then? Now, he doesn't even explain himself. And again, the Chok Yankov comes along, and he stands up for the Ovus. Says, it's true that you prefer not to say Shehayom according to Avraham. But you can't say that this is wrong. Because you find Okeach and the Tanya, again he gets accounts a few Rishonim which have Shehayom. Okeach. Tanya, Maharal. The X is not Maharal, it's a printing mistake, it should be Maharil. And he brings others. And he says, you know what the pshat is? The word of Shehayom is an explanation. Why do we stand up now and do the mitzvah? Why do we do it right now? Because Shehayom, because today is this and that day, therefore there's a chiyuv on us to count. That's his word. The sinas tam, שהיום נשיא נסתם על מה דמבורך עכשיו על ספירס עומר. לפי שהיום, כך וכך יום. That's all. So he said, even this is an interpretation. He might say, he doesn't stand up for it, he doesn't argue you, one has to do it. He says, if somebody did it, he doesn't have to repeat it. It's kosher. I have to sum up what we said today. If you say, La Omer, you're saying the old Nusach of the Rishonim of the Arizal. If you say, Ba Omer, you're saying the Nusach of the Rabbi Isaac Tirner, a late Rishon. And what has been widely accepted by the literature, Lithuanian Siddur, it's not Ashkenaz. It's never been Ashkenaz. In the proper sense, in the true sense of Ashkenaz, never been Ashkenaz. You say Ba Omer, Bat La Omer. And if you don't say it at all, it's absolutely kosher. Because as we said, it's only a special additional clarity which the Rashbo added that we should express ourselves with La Omer. Maybe Zohar Bez Hashem in Hero to be Makav La Omer itself, and then all the speakers will vanish by themselves.